Well, Israel has revealed new plans for demolishing Palestinian homes in East Jerusalem al-Quds and the occupied West Bank. The Jerusalem municipality has begun issuing demolition orders for buildings in the city. Most of the orders are in two neighborhoods near the Shuafat refugee camp in the north of al-Quds and the Palestinian side of the separation fence, namely Ras Hamis and Ras Shahada. According to Palestinian sources, demolitions will leave some 15,000 people homeless. This comes against the backdrop of Israel's new plans for building some 5,000 separate units in the occupied Palestinian territories. Israel's settlement activities are considered illegal under international law. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Nell Burden, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us now via Skype from Ramallah. Nell, it seems another day and more settlements being announced.
Yes, of course. Now, this is no surprise. We had an announcement just yesterday from Benjamin Netanyahu that is going to put it through the Knesset to build an additional 1,700 new units. So we're looking at something around the 5,000 mark of units since the beginning of the so-called peace talks between the Palestinian Authority and Israel. So, you know, clearly just this year, the escalation of settlements is over 70% since the beginning of last year. So this is a very significant issue. We have on the 6th of November another visit by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who's going to come into the region and essentially question how far they've come with the negotiations and whether or not they're actually working. Now, it's very clear to both the Palestinian Authority and even the Israelis that these negotiations aren't going anywhere, while, you know, Israel are going to continue their impunity to build settlements and not adhere to any preconditions laid out by the Palestinian Authority. Now, we're going to see something like 15,000 people left homeless in East Jerusalem, al-Quds, from these housing demolitions, which, as you said, have been issued in two areas near Shuafat refugee camp, that's Ras Hamis and Ras Shahada. And now we've already seen fierce resistance, and, you know, it's become a kind of a boiling pot of anger, you know, in these, in the refugee camps, in, you know, throughout East Jerusalem with the Palestinians. Now, they've shown resistance using whatever methods they can, but once again, they feel as though they're not supported by the international community, while Israel continue to have impunity to, you know, rid of their homes and continue with settlement expansion.
Nell, we just have under a minute left. Tell us, politically speaking, how much longer can the Palestinian Authority hold off? How much more pressure can it take from its people to stick with these talks?
Well, I think we have to differentiate between the Palestinian Authority and the Palestinian people and the factions. There seems to be a big disagreement in, you know, in whether they should go ahead, first of all, with the negotiations and what kind of preconditions they should lay down. It seems now that settlements is off the table. It's off the table in negotiations because Israel are continuing to, you know, to build, you know, settlements throughout the West Bank and East Jerusalem al-Quds. So Palestinians themselves are saying we need to find other alternatives. Either we need to take Israel to the ICC or the ICJ to try them for these continued, you know, violations that are against the Geneva Convention and international law, and furthermore gain support from the international community in order to do so.
Okay, Nell, thanks a lot for that.